You're listening to SBS News.
They call themselves the Lyrebirds, a group of Indigenous women in Western Sydney. They convened for an aqua aerobics class on a mission to tackle a serious health issue. Kay Bussell, who attends regularly, explains.
Yeah, well, many of us have heart disease that runs in the family. A few of these ladies have had heart attacks, stents, angina.
New Heart Foundation data shows Indigenous Australians are dying at twice the rate, in some regions triple the rate, of the rest of the community. Indigenous women in the Northern Territory are faring the worst, hospitalised for heart conditions six times more than other Australians. Heart Foundation New South Wales Chief Executive Kerry Doyle says rheumatic heart disease is a major cause of heart problems in some Indigenous communities, and there is no excuse.
The biggest issue for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and one that we should be ashamed of as a nation, is the fact that they suffer from rheumatic heart disease. And it exists because of a completely preventable precondition. And it comes about through things such as overcrowding, poor hygiene, and those types of things. So, you know, we're one of the only first world countries whose Indigenous people are suffering from this condition.
In some areas, the health outcomes for Indigenous people are vastly different from the rest of the population, even with the same access to services. Heart Foundation Aboriginal Engagement Manager Corey Turner says historical distrust of mainstream health services can prevent some Indigenous people seeking help. He cautions Indigenous people not to become despondent about the situation and to realise, in some areas, health interventions are improving matters. But Mr Turner says more must be done in the regional areas.
Basically, we've identified that there's areas where there's high issues, you know, high disparity and community not going to the hospitals or community not engaging in the health services is where there's a lack of, you know, good education, employment, you know. So we're finding that a lot of the disadvantaged communities are still getting smashed, you know. So it's really important that we sort of look at how we can better plan for those communities and help support them and find their own solutions.
And that is exactly what some communities are doing. The Lyrebirds aqua aerobics class meets weekly, and while many friendships have formed, it is mainly about exercise and combating the high rates of heart disease in Indigenous communities. The Heart Foundation funds the program, which Lyrebird Kay Bussell says helps spread the word about how to best prevent heart disease.
What we're doing when we come here every week, well, then we're just getting together and making sure that each other's well and catching up on any gossip, like our black grapevine. We just make sure that we're just well and we're just catching up and staying close. That's what it's all about.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.